Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Craig Forsander, Vice President of Natural Gas Gathering and Processing Operations for One Oak.
Okay, we opened up a new office here, really effective April the 1st of 2016, basically a project that was about 2.5 years in the making. We've got a site here that's basically at the 20-acre complex, really kind of a 60,000 square foot of finished office and warehouse shop area here. About 60% of that's really warehouse and fabrication shop that's oriented towards our Well Connect business here. And then about 40% of the space is really our administrative complex that kind of houses administrative resources, some of the leadership team, and some of the engineering and other technical resources we run out of Sydney.
I was told that somewhere along the lines of 85 people this might house at some point. Is there, what's the plan for that? Is it going to be at 20, 30, 50, 100% occupancy? Kind of some of those numbers, if you would.
We probably run at about 70% occupancy today, and some of that really by design. That as we built the complex, trying to leave some room for growth with the assets as we continue to see the development of the Bakken assets here. So it's, you know, we've got a little bit of headspace and we're positioned for the future, and but it serves us well in terms of housing our personnel and supporting our Well Connect business.
And I certainly think that's a great sign, and I call it the symbolism of the oil companies and the service companies. By doing growth like projects like this, by adding an office that can house that many different people, what does that mean to you, I guess, when there's words like downturn and low oil prices in the media every day, and here you guys are opening a new facility that I would imagine 80, 85 people in Sydney, Montana is quite relevant. Kind of the symbolism behind what you guys are doing here.
Well, I mean, certainly we have a long-term viewpoint of the basin here, and we try to staff for base needs and meet some of the peaks that we will see with a little bit of contracting help. But we've kind of seen a continued growth across our footprint. Even as we saw some of that price downturn, we still had active projects going on up here as we got our Lonesome Creek and our Bear Creek plants completed here and some of the gathering systems associated with that. So we were really still in a growth mode, really building out the infrastructure that we have today. And we had ongoing staffing to support those facilities that was growing at the same time. So really, with the downturn that probably started there in the middle of 2014, we were still pretty active and continuing to move forward. And a lot of that's, again, based upon a long-term viewpoint of the basin and those prospects continuing to develop. That we have an active plan here in 2017 and a lot of new growth that is still occurring across the footprint.
How about from a geographical standpoint, where, you know, a lot of people are talking about the sweet spot kind of around that Williston-Watford. City, Montana, that's about, 45 minutes west of Williston. Is there any strategic reason for that, or do you find that it's a good place to pull? It's a good distance from the Bakken, I guess. Just why not Williston? Why Sydney, I guess?
Well, certainly we have a footprint that really, to a great degree, the core area is really on the south end. You're down along the I-94 corridor, really pretty much all the way to the Canadian border. Certainly, the heart of that being McKenzie County and maybe eastern and northeastern McKenzie County, with certainly a very strong presence also in Williams County, North Dakota, Dunn County, North Dakota, on up into Divide County, and then stretching over across into eastern Montana also. And really you can kind of draw a block around that footprint, and you can see the major towns being Williston and then Dickinson to the south, and Sydney kind of to the west, and Watford City right in the middle. But our footprint really touches all of those, and our original legacy facility here was our grasslands plant that is about 15 miles southeast of Sydney. And so there was a little bit of a natural uptick with that, that's where the original footprint was, and it still works very well for access to all of that geography, whether it's down south around Dickinson or all the way up north towards the Canadian border. This is a pretty good access point for all of that. And this really, Sydney is also where kind of that transition takes place between natural gas and natural gas liquids, to where our Bakken natural gas liquids pipeline, it starts and originates here in Sydney, moving south, taking liquids to southern markets.
To listen to the full-length interview with Craig Forsander with One Oak, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul. We'll be right back.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.